With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. There are now three fires burning in Yellowstone National Park. The Pocket Fire is the latest to spark up. It was reported yesterday afternoon 5 miles south-southeast of Old Faithful. A helicopter and three firefighters immediately hopped on suppression efforts yesterday. Today, three additional firefighters were added to the crew. It is currently less than 1 acre. The lightning-caused Fawn Fire, west of Fawn Pass, started last Thursday. It is now 930 acres. Four campsites are closed as a result of that fire. The Maple Fire, started Monday, is 8 miles northeast of the park's west boundary. It is burning on 10 acres. Both have trail closures associated with them. The Roaring Lion Fire, burning southwest of Hamilton, transitioned to a smaller Type 3 incident management team last night. That fire is now 65% contained. The American Red Cross is hosting a disaster resource center in Hamilton tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The center will be at 1285 North 1st Street. A trade group for the energy industry is accusing federal officials of illegally canceling or postponing the sale of more than 24 oil and gas leases over the past 2 years. The Western Energy Alliance sued the Obama administration in U.S. District Court today to force it to hold lease sales 4 times a year. The group says sales have been called off in Montana, North Dakota, Wyoming, and 5 other Western states. U.S. officials say at least some postponements stem from companies' limited interest. A judge has fined a Utah-based drilling company $100,000 after the company pleaded guilty to criminal charges over a 2011 oil spill in northwestern Montana. The fine levied by U.S. District Judge Brian Morris in Great Falls today was recommended in a plea deal between federal prosecutors and company attorneys. The company pleaded guilty to negligently discharging oil into waters of the United States and to failing to immediately notify federal officials. A cracked pipe in an oil field on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation led to the spill of up to 840 gallons of oil and production fluid, which spread nearly a mile to Cut Bank Creek. The company previously spent over $320,000 on the cleanup. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes' new Veterans Healthcare representative says she brings a unique perspective to the job.
I have served 8 years in the Army National Guard. I was actually out of Missoula, the 145th FSC there. I also have a bachelor's degree in business with a minor in marketing, so I think that gives me a little bit of insight into what our veterans need.
Catherine Baylor will help guide local vets through their available healthcare options and resources. Baylor says she also looks forward to doing that in a culturally appropriate way.
So a lot of our tribal veterans, they don't really like to work with outside agencies, outside resources. They like to come within their community to people that they know and trust and feel comfortable with. So that's kind of the face that I'm giving.
Baylor says there are currently about 530 active Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribal veterans. Montana's Fish and Wildlife Commission has shot down a proposal to haze elk presumed to be exposed to brucellosis to keep them away from uninfected elk herds. The State Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks had proposed using employees on foot, horseback, and in vehicles to drive small groups of disease-exposed elk away from disease-free herds in an area north and west of Yellowstone National Park. Anaconda Deer Lodge County has reached a tentative agreement that calls for the Atlantic Richfield Company to pay $120 million over the next century to maintain properties where copper smelting waste was capped in place, and to help improve the local economy. The Montana Standard reports about 130 people attended a public hearing yesterday to discuss the proposal. Old Works Golf Course Board President Mike King expressed his support. Under the agreement, the golf course would get $1.35 million for deferred maintenance and improvement projects, and then an annual operating budget and water rights. The agreement also includes money to oversee Superfund issues such as soil removal and lead dust abatement, and to maintain and oversee potential development of land that ARCO deeded to the county. County officials hope to have a final agreement later this year. Montana wildlife officials say the bear that attacked and killed a mountain biker near Glacier National Park was an 18 to 20-year-old male grizzly that had been previously captured. Brad Treat of the U.S. Forest Service surprised the bear June 29th while riding his bicycle. Officials say DNA testing yesterday determined the bear was a grizzly and had been caught in 2006 and released as a part of research in the park. The animal doesn't have any documented history of conflicts with people.